daf was daf samach ches of Pesachim. So in the last daf we left off discussing about Keri, and we were discussing how far about Keri, which machna he's not allowed into. Is it only the machna Shechina that he's excluded from, or is it even the machna Leviya, what we would call the Harabayas, that about Keri is not allowed to go into? So we concluded that about Keri is even excluded from the machna Leviya, from the Harabayas. There's a brisa that says about Keri is just like Magasheret. Magasheret is only excluded from the machna Shechina. So he said, no, Balkari is like Magasheretz in that both of them can become Tamei Ba'ones, but not in terms of how far of which machne they're excluded from. So our daf began today with two kashas on that, two challenges to this conclusion that a Balkari is like a Zav, that he's excluded even from the Arabayas. First of all, that same Brisa goes on to say the Bo'ol Nida is Ketamei Meis, and the comparison between a Bo'ol Nida and a Tamei Meis is clearly about where they are and are not allowed to go. That both a Bo'ol Nida and a Tamei Meis are not allowed in the Machne Shechina. So the comparison between Bo'ol Nida and Tamei Meis is about where they are and are not allowed to go. Probably the previous comparison between a Balkari and Magna Sheretz is also about where they are and are not allowed to go. So Gemara says, no, Hakadisa Vakadisa. One comparison is about where they're allowed to go, and the other comparison is about whether they're Metame Ba'onis. And the second challenge was said that Yatza Balkari Shetame Meis Chamur Mimenu, that a Balkari is excluded. So what does it mean he's excluded? We thought it meant that he's excluded from the halach of a Zav. A Zav is not allowed to go in Machna Leviya, but a Balkari is. Instead, he's like a Tame Meis. So the Gemara says, lo, Yatza Mi Machna Tame Meis. Balkari is sent even further out than a Tamei Meis. That's what it means that he's excluded. He's excluded from the place that a Tamei Meis is allowed to go. He's not even allowed to go into the Machna Leviya. Then the Gemara quotes Rav Yisrael, where Rav Dimi has an entirely different source to teach us that a Balkari is sent Michutz Machna. The Torah says in two different phrases, Michutz Machna and Lo Yavo Otoch Machna. So it's two Machnos that he must be sent out from. Then we went back to the phrase in the Mishnah, Michui Krevav. We were talking about what's Docha Shabbos and what's not. So he spoke at the michui of the carbon Pesach's intestines. What does michui mean? So two possibilities. Rav Huna said it meant puncturing it with a knife to allow the liquid to drain, and Rechia Barav said that it means scraping the slime off the intestines with the knife, because the Pasuk in Yeshayo uses that term michui also to refer to something rotten. So it must be the slimy, rotten stuff that's on the intestines. Once we mentioned that Pasuk in Yeshayo, we discussed the first half of that Pasuk in Yeshayo, where the Pasuk describes kedavram, the kavasim kedavram. So we say that Abaye understands that to mean that the tzaddikim are going to get the homes of the rishayim la'asad lavo. Rava understands it to mean that tzaddikim are going to perform tchias ha'mesim la'asad lavo. So it has something to do with something that's going to happen la'asad lavo. Once we get into that discussion, we start talking about olam haba. And we start mentioning things that relate to la'asad lavo. The Gemara quotes a series of three stiras and psukim about olam haba and resolves each one. We're not going to get into the details of them, but the last one lets it be known that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do Tchias HaMesim, he's going to do Tchias HaMesim on people who are ill. They're going to come back sick, and then he's going to be merape them, that he's not going to let them come back healthy right away. They're going to come back sick, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merape the people. Either that, or the connection between Tchias HaMesim and being Rofei Cholim is that just like when we say that Hashem is merape Echola, it's on the same person that he made Echola, he gives a refuah to. So too, when we say that Hashem is Meimis Umechaya, it's the same person. It's not just that Hashem allows some people to die and brings other people into the world. No, the same person who is Meimis, he's also Mechaya, and that's Mikan Tshuva. That's the response to anyone who wants to say that ain't Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. You see very clearly by the comparison between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to be Meimis Umechaya and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to be Merape Cholim, you see that there's Tchias HaMesim. Then the Gemara describes the Hector Chalava. The Mishnah allows burning the fats of the carbon Pesach on Shabbos, even though you could really burn them all night after Shabbos is over, because you see kama chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, how wonderful it is to do a mitzvah in the right time, that you don't delay, even it could be docha Shabbos, you can even burn the fats on Shabbos. The Mishnah also discussed harkavasa v'avaso, that according to the Tanakama, you're not allowed to, or beyond harkavasa v'avaso, removing the warts of an animal. So we had a stira that the Brisa says that you are allowed to remove the wart of an animal in the Beis HaMikdash. So two ways of resolving the stira, whether one is talking about a dry wart, the other a moist wart, or one is talking about removing it biyad, the other one bikli. Okay, different ways to resolve that contradiction. Then the Gemara got into the inyan of Simchas Yontif. The Rabbi Lazar had a comment in the Mishnah that to allow yourself to bring Karm Pesach, that's for a mitzvah, that's a big deal. But to allow yourself to eat a little more in Yontif, that's not a mitzvah, that's a Dvar Rishus. Dvar Rishus. Who said it's a Dvar Rishus? The Gemara says that's the Machlokas from Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. We have two psukim. One says Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. One says Atzeres Tia Lachem. So which is it? Is it supposed to be Lashem Elokecha or is it supposed to be Lachem? So what do you do when you have a seer between two psukim, as we mentioned before? You wait for the Kasav Ashlishi Mechriyim name. What do you do if there is no Kasav Ashlishi? There is no third pasuk. So that's this Machlokas. Rabbi Lazar says that the Torah must be giving you options. You can either do Kula Lashem, you could do Kula Lachem, whichever you want. Rabbi Yeshua says no. The Torah is telling you to do both. Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lechem. But you see, Rav Lazar holds that you don't necessarily have to eat on Yantif. You could just daven all day, and you'll do Kulal Hashem, and that's a perfectly viable option. But there are certain days, the Gemara says, even Rav Lazar agrees, have to have a component of Lechem. Shavuos, because it's Yom Shenitnu B'Torah. Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah of Oneg, not just Simcha. Purim, because there's a mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha. And then the daf concludes with the Hanhagos of two Amorayim with regard to Simchas Yantif. First, Marbury de Ravina fasted the entire year. It's unclear what that means, what he did about Shabbos, but fasted the entire year except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur, because Kala Ochel V'Shosa B'Tisha B'Av, why on Erev Yom Kippur? Anyone who eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, it's as if he fasted both the ninth and the tenth day, so it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And the second Amora is Rav Yosef. He asked for especially good meat, an Igla Tilta, to celebrate Shavuos, because Eloha Yoma de Kagarim Kama Yosef Yika B'Shuka. If not for the day of the giving of the Torah, nothing would distinguish Rav Yosef from anybody else in the market, so it was a worthy day to celebrate, and Rav Sheshes would review his learning every 30 days and celebrate the joy of completing Torah. This is one of the makaros of a siyum that he would celebrate every 30 days because he would finish all of his learning again.